Hey there, and welcome to the Eclectic Hedge Witch podcast. So this morning here, I thought I'd get started on that Deity Deep Dive series I had talked about last episode. I figured we could talk while I do my makeup in the morning. So if you hear some noises or whatever in the background, it's just me trying to get ready for work. So for the first one here today, I figured we could talk about Hecate. So Hecate is, there's two different pronunciations of the name and two different spellings. Both are technically correct. One is spelled with a C, one is spelled with a K, and the two pronunciations are Hecate and Hecate. Again, both are technically correct. So I sometimes kind of swap between the two, but they're both the right pronunciation still. So Hecate comes from the ancient Greek pantheon. A few of her common associations are with crossroads, entranceways, witchcraft, knowledge of poisonous plants and other herbs, necromancy, torches as well, keys. She's often depicted as a triple goddess, so the mother, maiden, and crone. She also has the association with the triple moon symbolism. So commonly, she was considered a protection. Sorry, I'm trying to read my notes here. So she was considered a protector of the Oikos. Is that Oikos? I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. So that would be along the deities like Zeus and Hermes, Apollo, she'd be in there. So she was very much considered like a protective kind of goddess. Oftentimes statues of her would be placed at crossroads for protection or at entranceways to cities. Hecate does have association with different animals. She has a very strong association with dogs as well as polecats, also which would be commonly known as ferrets. She's also very, very close to wild animals in general. I guess she would also be have closeness with like serpents as well in a lot of old mythology. So, as far as different plants goes, a lot of the plants that she is commonly associated with happen to be poisonous plants. Such as belladonna, for example, mandrake. She also has associations with different medicines, like garlic, cypress as well, which is a tree that's more symbolic of things like death in the underworld. So she serves as a goddess of many things. She serves, of course, as a goddess of the crossroad, a goddess of boundaries. So again, like, she would protect all these other things. A goddess of witchcraft, which is why she is such a big icon in the witchcraft community. You've probably heard of her a lot if you haven't already. She is a big deal. And it is somewhat common for witches to work with her. She's also considered, to an extent, a goddess of the underworld due to her associations with protecting those spaces and working between the different worlds. So she's a very, very powerful goddess that is very much associated with movement between things. So movement between different parts of your life, movement between this world and the next, movement simply between physical places. As well as protecting you in the place that you're at. But she's a powerful goddess, and very commonly witches who work with her may also work with the goddess Diana, or as well as Lilith, as these are all very divine feminine goddesses, as well as they all are very much about empowerment and learning, and they tend to commonly go with one another. Now, if you work with Hecate, you do not have to work with Diana or Lilith. That's not a requirement or anything by any means. That's just the more common thing to do if you do work with one, as a lot of times I'll see which that work with all three, or that will work with one but occasionally work with the other two in a more sort of casual relationship. But yeah, no, Hecate can definitely, you can just work with her alone. Now, she's very commonly referred to, you hear about her less, like I know I back in high school when we were taking our Greek mythology classes and stuff, her name never came up in the studies, but she comes up a lot more when you talk about paganism itself, for the ancient Greek gods and stuff, because yeah, you know, we've all heard of like Zeus and Apollo and stuff, and those are all gods that we've all heard of. And then, you know, you go to your Norse mythology, you've got your basic gods and goddesses, but yeah, no, Hecate was not one that was mentioned during those times, and it's weird because I only ever really hear her in the context of witchcraft, even though she was a big deal. Maybe it's because I went to Catholic school growing up, who knows. They didn't want the god of the witches being introduced. Regardless, though, I have found that a practice with her has been quite fulfilling. It's not for everyone. I find that everything was good and casual, and when I was very, very early on and things weren't going great for me, she was very, very patient in working with me. Now that things are a lot better, I find that the relationship is a lot more demanding. So over time, things have kind of gotten to a more like structured place, and it's had to be a much more well-rounded practice than when I first started. So I definitely am regularly making my offerings, doing my workings. It's all having to be a very serious practice now, but it's been very rewarding as well. I find that I've gained a lot of wisdom from her, I've gained a lot of insight, I've received a lot of assistance in my craft in general from her, and it's been extremely helpful throughout the time that I've worked with her. And that's, I think, the experience that most people have with any of the deities that they work with, not necessarily just Hecate. So if you do think you're up for the task of working with her, it's definitely, I would definitely say it's a good rewarding practice, and I haven't heard, at least personally, I haven't heard of anybody having a bad experience working with her. Not to say that there isn't anybody who may have, but I've never heard that. Within any of the circles that I participate in, it's always been fairly positive. Now, of course, if she starts demanding a serious practice for you, asking you to practice more seriously, you kind of gotta do it, otherwise you're not really going to get too far. She does at some point really need you to hunker down and start taking your witchcraft practice seriously, and I think at any point, regardless of whether or not you're working with her or someone else, or even if you're not working with a deity, at some point in your witchcraft, in order to continue progressing, you really gotta build up a serious practice. Now, of course, when you're first starting out, like, a more casual practice is fine, you're still learning, that's okay. But at some point, you have to really, really start taking it seriously. In order to continue progressing, you have to start making your regular offerings, even if it's just to your ancestors or spirits, spirit guides, anything like that. You have to really start making those regular offerings. You have to start doing regular practices, regular stuff to kind of keep yourself aligned with everything. I do very regular, even if it's just like regular tarot readings that you do every day to make sure that you're on the right path, you know? You gotta at some point start doing all of that. So for me, I have to, especially on days like last night's full moon here, I had to definitely start, take my time to leave out an offering. I have candles and stuff that I like to burn, as well as various other offerings. I can leave outdoors. So new moons are also, by the way, a good time to make those offerings towards Hecate. New moons, a new moon is the cycle that's most relevant to her, although realistically you can work with her. You can also work with her at any moon cycle, but that's a very significant time to be leaving offerings, to be working with her, to be doing any kind of magic where you are asking for her assistance. So new moons are a pretty good time to reach out and work with her. If you're also wondering about timing, that's probably the best time. Also, another thing is I find that on new moons I tend to... So most people on the full moon will make like moon water and stuff like that. I find that I make it also on the new moons, simply because it has that's a different kind of energy to it, and I found that it's better in the workings that I use when I work with Hecate, that it tends to work better just simply because of that association. So I hope this was helpful for anybody who wants to know more about this particular goddess, and I'm hoping to and I'm hoping that this does well enough that I can continue making more. I'm not sure who I'm going to go with next, if I'm going to stick with Greek gods and goddesses, or if maybe I'll swap to someone else. We'll see. So for now, hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little shorter than last one. So anyway, have a good day. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, send me an email or DM me if you want to reach out. And yeah, let me know how I'm doing. Any ideas that you have, anything like that. Everything will be in the description for how to contact me. Alright, have a good day.